Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're joined now by Professor Barry Shube. Of course, he is the former executive director of the NIC and Professor Emeritus of Virology. It's always great having the prof on the line because you don't get much better than him when it comes to understanding what's going on with COVID. Prof, today I want to discuss with you the spacing intervals with Pfizer. Are we getting the same product? Is it a different product? Is it important, the spacing? What is it all about?
Yeah, thanks, Chad. I just thought, I have mentioned on a previous occasion, but there still seems to be a bit of confusion. I thought I'd give a bit of a background why there is a spacing. Now, really, with many vaccines, we give two doses. The reason for that is that the first dose we call a priming dose, and basically that instructs your immune system to say, look, if you ever encounter this foreign antigen coming or foreign protein coming to your body, in other words, if you get infection, your immune system is going to deal with it. So it instructs the immune system. That's called the priming dose, the first dose. But we always, usually, and I say always, but we often follow it with a boosting dose. And as the name implies, the boosting boosts that potential of the immune system to deal with the foreign invader. Now, with the trials of the COVID vaccine, with the Pfizer trial, when they initially did the clinical trials, they wanted to get a rapid answer. There was a lot of pressure to see, does this vaccine work? And that's why the interval between the priming dose, the first dose, and the boosting dose, the second dose, was made as short as possible, 3 weeks. And they got very, very satisfactory results from it, as has been very widely reported. And from that information came the recommendations from the manufacturer that developed the vaccine. They kind of based their recommendations on what they found with the trial. And they found that a 21-day interval, a three-week interval, gave an excellent result. They didn't do any other investigations or any other potential intervals. They stuck with that. Then the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is the regulatory authority of the United States, they said, right, we will register your product as per the information, the knowledge that came from the trials, 21 days. Then the United States, of course, they will then administer vaccines according to what the FDA has licensed the vaccines for, which is 21 days. And then Pfizer, for example, supplied vaccines to Israel, you know, to kind of do that nationwide implementation study, as it were. And again, they stuck with the 21-day interval. Then what happened in the United Kingdom, they decided, because at that stage they wanted to kind of spread their stock of vaccines to immunize as many people as fast as possible, and they then increased it to 12 weeks. Now, 12 weeks, in other words, a much longer period of time between the first, the priming dose and the boosting dose. That was the original intention. And then they found, in fact, that the immune response was actually quite a lot better if you delayed it up to 12 weeks. And this is not too surprising. A lot of our vaccines, we do have long intervals between the prime and boost. For example, hepatitis is also, in fact, a six-month delay. The papillomavirus vaccine for warts, also delayed by 6 months. And then you get a good immune response. I think we're going to run out of time, Chad, so maybe I can carry on tomorrow and give a full explanation as well.
Well, Prof, I appreciate that because it's been a question on everybody's lips. What is the spacing interval? Why are some saying 3 weeks? Why are some saying 12 weeks? I believe in South Africa, we're looking at a six-week interval, 42 days. Yeah. But we're going to take it up tomorrow with you, and I do appreciate your time. And sure. I look forward to our chat again tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thanks, Chad.
That was Prof. Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University.